Hey guys, I'm Dave Chesson of Kindlepreneur, and today we're going to be talking about how to write the perfect book review. Now, if you don't know, there are actually two types of reviews we're going to cover. The first is if you're writing an online review, like say, for example, for your blog, or for your website, or if you're even writing a book review report for a teacher or professor. The second is what I'm going to call a market review, and that's if you decide that you want to write a review of a book on, say, Amazon, and you want to get the most effective review out there so as to help people either A, decide to read the book, or B, maybe stay off of it. Now, whatever your reason is for writing a review, the first thing you should always do is think about why you're doing it, and that should help influence exactly how you structure this. But in this video, I'm going to show you the four components that you should absolutely include in your review so that your words mean even more to the market. This could either help out the author you're writing the review for, or get people more engaged in your writing, or even get a better grade. But before I get into those four important sections, if you'd like to learn more about writing or book marketing, be sure to hit that subscribe button as well as the little bell icon to the right so that you get notified when my next video comes out. And with that, let's begin. Okay, so when it comes to writing an effective book review, there's four components that you need to cover: the summary, the results, the strengths and weaknesses, and finally, your final recommendation. Let's go ahead and cover those four. The summary should be a brief discussion about what the book is. You do not want to give away any key information. Most of the time, you want to speak very broad as you're covering it. You don't want to get into details. You need to give the reader a sense that you have actually read through the book and that you understand what it's doing. When it comes to writing a summary for review, you don't want to go on and write paragraph after paragraph. You want to keep it short and to the point. It should include like major events, characters, or if it's nonfiction, some strong strategic points as well as benefits. But do remember, if you're either writing an online review or a market review, that the person who's come to read your review probably already knows a lot of the details and has read the book description. One last point on the summary as well is do not include any spoilers or give away anything. That's going to ruin the reader's experience, and you're probably going to get a lot of negative feedback for that. Okay, so to recap, do write about the main characters and write what makes them unique as well as major plot points. Include the main conflict as well. Do ask the main question that the story answers or the benefits that it provides if it's nonfiction. Do not include spoilers like plot twists or major events. Do not give a full summary and go into too many details. All right, let's move to the next section, which is results. For this section, it's going to be very different between fiction and nonfiction. For fiction, you're talking about what kind of emotions or what kind of path did the story bring you? Were you excited, scared? Did you care about the characters? These are all about your mental state as well as emotional state as you went through this journey in the book. Be sure to cover those things and what drew that out of you. What made you feel for the characters? What made you worried about the main conflict? For nonfiction, you're going to talk about more of the results. For example, what did you learn from the book and how will this affect you in your life moving forward? Are you going to make any changes because of this, or has this changed you in any way? Basically, you're going to take the information that the book provided and apply it to how it benefits you. So in recap, express the emotions the story made you feel in the first person, or express what you learned and how this book changed you. Next is the strengths and weaknesses. Imagine somebody who's reviewing a book and they say nothing but the greatest things about it. Or on the other side, the person says nothing but the worst things about it. Do you trust that reviewer, or do you think maybe they're jaded? That's why it's really important for a reviewer to bring up both the strengths and the weaknesses, or the pros and the cons. It therefore shows that you have an even keel and that you're a legitimate reviewer who doesn't have some ulterior motive for writing this review. Furthermore, in truth, there really isn't such a thing as a perfect book. Now, I know some of you guys are probably gonna say something in the comments about which books are perfect, but all in all, there really isn't such a thing. So try to analyze and see what could have been done better. One thing to note in your writing style, though, is don't mix the strengths and weaknesses. Don't go strength, weakness, weakness, strength, weakness. No. Group them. Start off with strengths or start off with weaknesses, but when you're finished with that, then move to the other. Otherwise, you'll confuse your reader and it will be hard to follow the pros and cons to the book. Here's some other tips to strengths and weaknesses. You should write about strengths and weaknesses in the first person. Also, use direct quotes to back up your research. Do not confuse the reader about what is a strength and what is a weakness. Separate them in your review. Do not use too many quotes to the point that it's no longer your own words. All right, and the final and most important part is give your actual recommendation. In the previous sections, you've defined what the book is, what it did for you, and finally, the pros and cons. This is where you group it together and you finally give your personal take. If, however, you weren't actually a fan of this book and you're not going to recommend it, one way to really help the reader is to list other books that you think would be good fits. This can help in two ways. First off is you're providing an outlet for people who came to read your review on where else they can go. The second thing is that if that reader has read those books before and they like them too, then that really brings in even more credit on your review as well. But one thing that I'm going to say as one writer to another writer is if you really don't like the book, do not attack the author or the book itself. I would say be constructive and care about the market. But remember, there's a human on the other side, the author. So think constructively. So to recap and some extra tips, do wrap up all your thoughts and suggestions. Give the reader something to do or read next. Keep your final thoughts short and to the point. And do not criticize the author or the book. Only suggest. All right, guys. So with that, using these four general areas as well as the tips we talked about, you can create a much stronger book review. Whether that's for your blog, for a report you're writing, or even for an Amazon review. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. I can't wait to see some of your reviews. And by the way, if you do have some, put a link to it in the comments below so other people can check out your review and see how you structured it. And with that, I'm Dave Chesson of Kindlepreneur, signing off. Cheers.